years ago, I was doing research in Florida. In fact, it was in about 1956. That was a long time ago. And I discovered that if you look carefully on the milkweed plants that are growing around the central Florida area, this wonderful milkweed called the sandhill milkweed, it's really, really a toxic, interesting milkweed that monarchs just love. And what I found was when I was collecting eggs on these plants of monarchs, that some of them had been eaten. And then one day I discovered that they were actually eaten by monarch caterpillars. And it turns out that monarch caterpillars, when they first hatch out of their eggshells, how do they get out of their eggshells? They have to eat their way out. And for a few minutes after they have managed to eat their way out of their own eggshell, if they're walking around and they find another monarch egg, they will start eating it. And so basically the young larvae are cannibalistic. They will eat other individuals of their own species. And then we discovered in this field that there were actually two species of monarch-like butterflies. The other one's called the queen, and it's a southern monarch-like butterfly. It also occurs all along the Gulf Coast states and down in Florida. And both monarchs and queens lay their eggs on the same milkweeds. And we found that not only were they eating their own eggs, but they eat each other's eggs. And we found that by doing an experiment where we set up one monarch with one queen egg, that actually the queen larvae ate more monarch eggs than the monarch did of their own. And so one of the hypotheses that we had many, many years ago, that the origin of the migration of the monarch butterfly was to get away from the queen because of this egg cannibalism. Well, anyway, so if you watch monarch females that are coming in to lay eggs on milkweeds anywhere, all over the country, they usually only lay one egg at a time. And there's a good reason for that, and I think you know what it is now. And so if you find a whole bunch of monarch eggs together that have been laid on a plant, a milkweed, it means there's something wrong with a female, that she's either sick or very, very old and can't hold back, or she's been flying around for such a long time that several eggs have matured and she lays all of them at once. But we really don't know the details, but there is a place where one could do a really interesting study. But normally, after they lay one egg, there's what's called a refractory period of several seconds or maybe even minutes. So they lay one egg, they fly up, they may come back down again and lay a second egg on the same plant, but usually not in the same place. And if that refractory period is for a minute or two, they'll fly around, and by then they will have found another milkweed plant. And so they really do spread their eggs out all over the place. And one of the reasons they do that is because they are cannibalistic. This is all speculation, but one of the reasons monarchs may just keep going is so they spread those eggs out over all these plants. So if you're going to fly, keep flying northeastwards, and you'll just cross over milkweeds all the way up to the Great Lakes region, and that new generation does that. So when a female monarch is coming back from Mexico and she's looking for milkweed plants, she has to be really, really careful not to lay more than one egg on the same leaf, or even better, not even on the same milkweed plant, because if she does lay more than one egg and they're close together, the first caterpillar that hatches out is very likely